This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, January 22nd, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, an interview with University of Illinois President Joseph White. AM 580's Jim Meadows talked with White about financial concerns at the university. In an email yesterday, the president indicated that layoffs and unpaid furloughs could be a possibility. We'll have that interview in a few minutes. Also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Illinois lawmakers may be the chief witnesses in the impeachment trial of Governor Rod Blagojevich. The prosecutor in the impeachment case filed documents yesterday listing the people he wants to call. Most are members of the House committee that recommended impeachment. If called, they'd summarize their findings against the governor. For instance, Republican Jim Durkin would describe federal allegations that Blagojevich tried to benefit from his power to pick a new U.S. senator. The lawmakers have no firsthand knowledge of the events they describe. Impeachment prosecutor David Ellis proposes calling only one witness involved in the criminal investigation of Blagojevich, an FBI agent familiar with recordings of the governor's conversations. But Ellis says he'll drop that request if the U.S. attorney objects. The Democratic governor's impeachment trial will start Monday. The governor has missed another deadline in the buildup to next week's impeachment trial. Blagojevich was supposed to tell the state Senate what people and documents he wanted to subpoena. That deadline was 4 p.m. yesterday. But a Senate spokeswoman says the governor didn't submit the list of proposed subpoenas. The prosecution filed a list that will be made public today. Blagojevich has ignored other deadlines. He refused to file a response to the impeachment charges or even to seek to have the charges dismissed. The governor is accused of abusing his power by scheming to benefit from a Senate appointment, circumventing hiring laws, and defying decisions by the General Assembly. Meanwhile, a Chicago homeless agency has fired Illinois' First Lady from her $100,000-a-year job as its chief fundraiser. According to Chicago newspapers, the Chicago Christian Industrial League's board exercised the termination clause of Patty Blagojevich's contract Tuesday. Lucio Guerrero, a spokesman for Governor Rod Blagojevich, said last night that the governor's wife was saddened by the board's decision. The company hired Patty Blagojevich in August. Earlier this month, officials from the nonprofit organization said its new $25 million shelter has left them desperate to raise money to continue its 100-year-old mission. A panel that will recommend ways to clean up Illinois government plans its first meeting. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Collins heads the Illinois Reform Commission that will meet this afternoon in Chicago. Other members include Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez, Northwestern University coach Pat Fitzgerald, and Southern Illinois University Associate Law Professor Sheila Simon, the daughter of the late U.S. Senator Paul Simon. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn created the commission with an executive order. He says the panel's job is to examine government ethics rules and then recommend reforms. Quinn says the group will take into account viewpoints from regular citizens who submit suggestions at reformillinoisnow.org. Parkland College is 1 month away from issuing $35 million in funding bonds for building and renovation projects. Tuesday was the deadline to file petitions that would force a referendum on the bonds. The date went by with no petitions filed. Parkland Board Chairman James Ayers says trustees will vote to issue the bonds at their February 18th meeting. The bonds will pay for the first phase of roof replacement and elevator upgrades at Parkland's campus in Champaign, and they'll also pay for a new complex allowing the expansion of the college's vocational and technical education programs. Ayers says the expansion is sorely needed in today's shaky economy because laid-off workers will need new job training.
HUMCO is going to have 250 people unemployed here not too long, and we're an opportunity to help those people get back into the workforce, maybe in new careers, maybe in training so that they can continue their careers. We're here to meet the needs of the community.
But the bonds will add 3.5 cents to Parkland's property tax rate, which adds nearly $16 to the yearly tax bill on a $150,000 home. A public hearing last night drew responses from three people calling for a referendum on the Parkland bond issue. One resident spoke in favor of issuing the bonds without a public vote. Champaign school officials and police are monitoring local gang activity and involving a number of local groups in an effort to address it. The Champaign Community and Police Partnership began meeting in November. Police spokeswoman Renee Dunn says it was formed in response to physical fights and verbal altercations at local schools, some of them spilling out into the community. She says local officers have been asked to discuss what they've seen with organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, NAACP, and Champaign County Housing Authority.
We look at some of the issues that are taking place in the community and which police are involved and how we could have better relationships or bridge the gap with some of these populations. And so when we looked at some of the gang information and behavior that was surfacing and that we were becoming aware of, we felt that we needed to take a multidisciplinary approach.
The partnership has used a number of strategies. They include awareness training, which looks at signs to pick up on, like tattoos or criminal activity that can indicate a young person is involved in a gang. Dunn says some self-identified members of gangs have been brought to partnership meetings in an effort to not only discuss consequences but help them find alternative lifestyles. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. The president of the University of Illinois sent out a mass email yesterday discussing the financial problems facing the university during the current recession. In a conversation with AM 580's Jim Meadows, B. Joseph White said he hopes to avoid layoffs and unpaid furloughs at the U of I, but he won't rule them out.
First, we know that the state's finances are going through a difficult period. However, because of the political leadership situation in the state, we are not getting from the state, as is occurring in many other states, the kind of direct information and guidance about what the state's finances mean for the university's finances. What's committed to us is about $750 million a year from the state of Illinois, and those payments are running behind. And we think it's quite possible, and in fact quite likely, that before the end of this fiscal year, before June 30th, the state is going to have to communicate to us, as has occurred in many, many other states, that we will not be receiving all that they had promised for the year. But we have not heard anything. What we've done, however, is to plan for a reduction from the state should it occur. And essentially what we've done is to plan for a cutback. We're going to do our best to manage it by holding open positions that come open, you know, a near hiring freeze, all but essential positions. We are going to avoid unnecessary expenditures on purchases and capital items and so on. And of course, we're going to do our very best to minimize the adverse effects on our people. We have a budget that is 75% people, so when budget cuts come, they're quite threatening in terms of our ability to manage them while minimizing the adverse impact on our people, but that's what we're striving to do.
You've written in your email that you cannot rule out entirely the possibility of layoffs or the possibility of mandatory or optional furloughs. When would you have to make a decision about such moves, and who would they affect?
Well, I think the first time we will have a sense of the magnitude of a pullback of funds from the state will be when the state communicates, you know, what we call a rescission. If there's going to be a cutback in the 09 commitment to the university, I would expect that we would hear that second half of February or sometime in March. And then we'll begin to have a sense of the magnitude of what we're dealing with. Reductions in our workforce are always a last resort. They're never a first resort. And so I'm not going to make any forecasts about what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. And I also want to be clear about this. I do not think the people of the University of Illinois should spend a lot of time wondering, is my job on the line? We have 28,000 employees across this university. Most people are going to get through this period, and maybe all of them, I hope, not affected with their jobs, not affected by this situation we're in. I mentioned the issue of furloughs because if there are 43 states now with serious state budget deficits. There are a lot of furlough days being declared. Furlough days are days off without pay. They are one of the means through which organizations whose work has not declined, and we are one of those, it's one of the ways in which they keep getting the work done. It's one of the ways in which they minimize layoffs. And looking ahead to FY 2010, should we have a very, very bad budget year, I can't rule that possibility out. And certainly we see that going on in other states. But I don't know that's going to happen because at the moment, we really have no idea what our level of state support is going to be in FY 2010. Nor has our board made a tuition decision. And the state support and tuition are the two main sources of revenue for the university.
U of I President B. Joseph White. Town Hall meeting on the university's financial outlook is set for this evening at 6 at Follinger Auditorium. You can hear that meeting live broadcast on AM 580. In the forecast for the region today, sunny skies, not as cold, the high around 45 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, not as cold, the low around 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 38. Colder, partly cloudy Friday night, the low around 13. Colder on Saturday, mostly sunny, the high around 19. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, the lows back down to around 8 degrees. Partly sunny on Sunday, the high around 18. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.